the Mufassirin have mentioned that Luqman alayhi salatu was salam, he did not have a very pleasant outlook. But in spite of that, he was greatly and highly respected among people. Once in his lifetime, he used to graze sheep. After some time, the colleague with whom he used to graze sheep happened to pass by a big gathering. There were so many people in one particular discourse. When the colleague saw closely, he noticed that this is his own colleague, Luqman, with whom he used to graze sheep. He goes up to Luqman and he tells to Luqman, "Are you not the same person with whom we used to graze sheep together?" He said, "Yes." "How is it that Allah has given you such great maqam and respect among people that thousands of people are around you and benefiting from your discourse?" Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentioned that qubuliyat and acceptance is in the hands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. قبولیت تو اللہ کے ہاتھ میں ہے. البتہ ظاہری سبب قبولیت کی یہ معلوم ہوتی ہے کہ میں نے اپنی زبان سے کبھی بے احتیاطی نہیں کی. I never made بے احتیاطی with my زبان and with my tongue. اور مائی کے اللہ تبارک و تعالی mentions about لقمان, him being a حکیم or his known as a حکیم, a person with love, hikmat and wisdom. And six advices or words of wisdom is mentioned in the Quran Kareem. And I just want to briefly go through them. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرْ فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that we have given Luqman hikmat, we have given him wisdom so that he may make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Whosoever makes shukr, whoever is grateful to any bounty upon him, he is making the shukr and expressing that gratefulness for his own benefit. And further Allah says, وَمَنْ كَفَرْ. Whoever is ungrateful, who makes nashukri to any bounty and gift that is given to an individual, فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is absolutely independent. And Allah alone is worthy of all praises. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala does not want our shukr. He is not in need of our shukr. We are in need of expressing our gratefulness and gratitude to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is independent. If the entire world has to get together and worship Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for the rest of their lives, every moment of every part of the creation of Allah is in sajda, then too, that will not increase the izzat and the greatness of Allah. And if all of mankind decide to leave Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then too, that will not decrease any izzat and respect of Allah. Allah is as He is and as He has praised His own self. Allahumma la uqsi sana'an alayk anta kama asnayta ala nafsik. This is the dua of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, we cannot encompass fulfilling the haqq of your praises. You are as you have praised yourself, we don't even know that. Allah is independent. He has bestowed us with ni'mat and favors. It is our responsibility to express shukriya and gratefulness to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah mentions what in the Quran Kareem, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to count and enumerate the bounties and the favors of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala upon a person, the person will never ever be able to enumerate that. I just want to speak of one bounty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Leave aside that so many more bounties of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala upon us. We know of some bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala upon us. And there are many more bounties of Allah upon us that we don't even aware of. And those bounties that we are aware of, we only know, have the surface knowledge of that. The haqiqat and the reality of those bounties of Allah which we are experiencing, we don't even know the haqiqat of that. Take for example, we are human beings. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us a certain level of intelligence and aqal. A great bounty of Allah upon us is the aqal. It is mentioned in one hadith, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when He created the aqal, when He created the brain alone, لَمَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَقَلِ. When Allah created the aqal, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told the aqal, قُمْ فَقَابَ. Stand up, the aqal immediately responded and stood up. اُقْعُدْ فَقَعَدَ. Sit down, the aqal responded and sat down. Allah told the aqal, اِدْبِرْ, go back, and the brain immediately responded. Thereafter Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, مَا خَلَقْتُ خَلْقًا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّنْكَ وَلَا أَحْسَنُ مِّنْكَ. I have not created any creation that is more virtuous and that is more beautiful than you. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that I will reward people and I will punish people according to the aqal that I have given the people. This aqal alone, through which a man thinks, he conducts all his affairs, through which the person goes up to the skies. He tries and creates the entire infrastructure of this dunya, just to the aqal. But did we sit back and ponder how much we even know of the very aqal through which the entire world is moving? Just the aqal. Leave aside the eyes for which an optician spends 6 years of his studies. Leave aside the ears, or for example the nose, for which a neurosurgeon spends so many years in study. Leave aside an orthopedic surgeon who studies so much about the bones of the body. Leave aside the different specialists of the different parts of the body. And if we have to put all the specialists of the dunya together, and whatever they know in relation to what Allah knows about the human physical structure is very minimum. Imagine this, the aqal alone. The scientists have said that what they know about the brain today is probably more than what they knew in the past. But what they have to know about the brain is still more than what is the reality of the brain. Three parts of the brain, the front, the middle, the hind. But even up to today, the scientists do not know the haqiqat and the reality of which part of the brain is actually functional for which part of the body. Up till now, research is going on to that. That is just the aqal and the brain. Imagine, now we have to use our aqal to make shukr to Allah for that aqal. What about making shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for our eyes, for our ears, for our mouth, for our hands, for our legs, and so many more things that we are enjoying of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Indeed, the ulama have mentioned, if this entire world, if there should be made into a ball of fire, if all of mankind had to make sajda on that ball of fire from which there are iron and from which there are needles that are protruding, if all of mankind has to make sajda on that ball of fire from which needles are coming out for the rest of their life, then too we will not be able to fulfill the haqq and the shukr of Allah for just the foot that Allah put in our mouth to make the shukr of Allah. Waqi Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man lam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah. that person who does not make the shukr of people has not made shukr of Allah. This is the first advice. When people do any ihsan upon us, we should appreciate it, recognize it, and go and tell the person. Logo ke wo ihsana lete rahe aur zubaan se shukriya tak na ho, ye bad akhlaqi ki baat hai. When we benefit from people, say shukr to people. Recognize, ye husn akhlaq ki cheez hai. This is the first advice that Luqman alayhi salatu wa salam has been given. Allah has told that we have given him hikmat so that he may make shukr to Allah. The second advice, وَيُقَالُ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Luqman says to his son, O my beloved son, do not make shirk with Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Do not ascribe partners with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Verily, ascribing partners with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is shirk azeem. It is zulm azeem, it is a great zulm. Imagine that Allah is so great, He is so powerful, there is no one equivalent to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When we look at the creation of Allah, we understand the qudrat, power, greatness, grandeur of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. No man can do anything equivalent to Allah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, if all of mankind wants to get together and create just one fly, وَلَوِ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ وَإِنْ يَخْلُقْهُمُ الزُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا that if all of mankind want to get together just to create a small fly, then too they will never be able to do that. Leave aside other creations of Allah which are growing so freely, and we look at it all the time. How can we equate anyone to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Allah is one, Allah is alone, Allah is unique in His Zat and in His Awsaf. The third advice Luqman alayhi salatu wa salam has given is, وَيْقَالُ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعْنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا حملته أمه وهنا على وهن وفصاله في عامين أن اشكر لي ولوالديك إلي البصير. We have given advice to mankind that they must make ihsan upon their parents. In this, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about the hukuk and the rights of parents. What is the hukuk and the rights of parents? And then, immediately after speaking about the oneness of Allah, Allah is speaking about the rights of parents. The Mufassireen have mentioned that there is a close link between the haqq of Allah and the haqq of parents. Allah has created us without any means. And Allah has chosen our parents to be a means of our existence in this dunya. And that is why, after speaking about the haqq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about the hukuk of the parents. It is mentioned in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Rida al-Rab fi Rida al-Walid. The happiness of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, it lies in the pleasure of the father. Wa sakhtu al-Rab fi sakhtu al-Walid. And the displeasure of Allah, it lies in the displeasure of the father. If anybody displeases the father, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is displeased with such a person. One day, a father, he asked the son to do some work. The son refused. The son got irritated. So to teach the son a lesson, some other day the father told to the son, son, what's the time? The son told, what's the time? After 10 seconds, the father asked the son again, son, what's the time? But father just told you what's the time now, what's wrong with you? Father kept quiet. The third time, father asked the son, son, what's the time? Dad, what's wrong with you? Ek martaba sawal kar raha hai, dusri martaba, teesri martaba pooch raha hai, pareshan kar raha hai. Father keeps quiet. Son, what's the time? Fourth time. Fifth time. Son is thinking, but is the father not got insane? Baar baar jawab dete, baar baar poochta rehta hai. What's happening with this father of mine? Father then told to the son, son, when you were a small boy, I remember that day when you asked me for one toy about tens of times and never did you see a crease on my forehead. Today, I'm only asking you once a time and you're getting irritated with me. We need to understand. We get irritated with our parents. Did our parents not have their chance? Did they not go through the taklif and difficulty that we are undergoing now? We have to tolerate them. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Never ever say if, uff to the parents. The Mufassirina mentioned, if there was a word that was even smaller than uff, Allah would have mentioned that. And don't even say them any hard words, and say them words of kindness, love and affection. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-Jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat. Jannat, paradise, it lies under the feet of the mother. If a person pleases his mother, he will get Jannat and paradise. And if a person displeases his mother, then Allah knows what will happen to that person. To that person. Once, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he asked Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Wallah, Jannat mein mera saathi kon hoga? Mera rafiq kon hoga? So to Allah ke nabi hai. Jannat mein mera kon rafiq? Who will be my companion in Jannat? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent a revelation to him that there is a certain person, he is a butcher man, wo ghost kaata hai, ghost ka kaam karta hai, wo Jannat mein tera rafiq hoga. A certain person who cuts meat, he is going to be your companion in Jannat. Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam ne socha, main to Allah ka nabi, aur Jannat mein mera saathi, mera rafiq, ek ghost kaatne wala? Samajh mein nahi aati hai baat. We don't understand this. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala then sent the revelation, follow a particular person. One day the person was passing by, Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam walks behind him. He comes to the house of that person. And that person enters the house, Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam ijazat lekar ke uske ghar mein dakhil hue. Ghost kaatne wala. He goes inside the house and Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam observed something very strange. He saw that there was a very, very old woman. Absolutely feeble. Bahut budhi aurat. And she is disabled in every sense of the word. Blind, deaf, she couldn't even hold anything by herself. Absolutely weak and feeble. This butcher man would enter the house and he would go first thing and kiss this woman on her forehead. Pahli baat. He goes and kisses the woman on the forehead. He shows that woman love, care and affection. Thereafter, he himself will go and he will prepare the food. He's done a whole day's work. He takes the food and then morsel by morsel, lukma dar lukma, very sabar ke saath, us budhi aurat ke muh ke andar mein utaalte rahe. Until this woman was completely happy and satisfied. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam heard with his own ears a dua that has come out from that old woman that happened to be the mother of that butcher man. Tu ne mujhe khush kar diya, Allah tujhe Musa alayhi salatu wasalam ka jannat pe saathi bana de. You have made me happy, Allah will make you the companion of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in Jannat. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam did not require any revelation to understand the haqiqat of this. How important it is to look to fulfill the huquq of our parents. You only parents, you only get one. Dunya ke andar sab kuch milta hai. This also doesn't mean that we must go and fulfill the huquq and our parents at the expense of also compromising the huquq of other people. Doosro ke huquq ada kare, biwi ke huquq ada kare, uske saath par also fulfill the huquq of our parents as well. The third advice, yes of course, after Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. If the parents, they put force upon you and compel you to make shirk with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to ascribe partnerhood Allah tabarak wa ta'ala usme unki itaat aur farma bardari na kare. If parents, they want you to do something against the Shariat, then in that situation you don't obey. But although you don't obey, Allah tells us that in that situation when you disagree to do something that they want you to do, also reject it very politely and kindly. Without any ghusa, imagine it's a matter of them telling you kufr and shirk, but still to Allah says, usme bhi bari narmi ke saath unse baat kare. It is not permissible at all for any child to be verbally abusive towards parents, leave aside physical abuse. Unfortunately, the zamana is such that even children are now becoming physically abused towards parents. So many instances we hear about it, this is nothing new to us. When people of the past, we hear about it, unko ye baat samajh mein aati nahi that such a thing will ever happen. But the zamana is such that we are witnessing of our own self. Allah hamari hifazat farmaye. Imagine the dua where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, we can never fulfill the hukuk of our parents. Absolutely impossible. And that is why Allah teaches us that dua, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا قَبَارًا بَيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Ey Allah, والدین کے اوپر رحم فرما, جیسے بچپنے کے اندر میں انہوں نے ہماری تربیت کی, بڑی پیار شفقت کے ساتھ پیش آئے, اے اللہ تو ان کو سزائے خیر دے. This is the most important thing to make dua for the parents. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, if somebody was disobedient towards their parents have passed away, تو والدین کے عدم موجودگی میں ان کی وفات کے بعد ان کے لئے دعائی مغفرت کریں. Inshallah, it is hopeful that such a person will then be regarded to be among the obedient child. We go on further, there's so much to talk, but just very briefly. Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, then he further says, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُم بِمَا كُنتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا إِن تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ. That if you have pride anywhere in the world, anywhere without pride, that will come out and emerge in the day of Qiyamah. To have pride is absolutely prohibited, it is haram for an individual to have any form of pride. what rights do we have any pride in that matter? We know what we eat, we know what comes out of our body. We know how helpless and how arduous we are. One thing has to go wrong with our bodies, we can't even do anything. One nerve must get pinched. Or the eye mustn't open, or a little pus come out from the eye in the morning, or a pain in the tooth, when all our pride and everything will go away. We are so helpless, how dare can any human being have any pride whatsoever? If any human being looks within his own self, he will understand the haqiqah, and that is why Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْسِرُونَ. تم تمہارے نفسوں کے اندر میں دیکھو, اللہ پہچان لیں گے. Look at your own self, our weakness, our shortcoming. It's absolutely impossible for any human being to have any pride whatsoever if he considers the qudrat of Allah and ponders upon his own weakness. And further, Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَلَا تُسَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ بَرَحَا. لوگوں کے لیے اپنے چہرے کو مت بگاڑو. Don't spoil and blow up your faces for people. We disagree with people, but we must agree to disagree. The moment we disagree, ye usool ke khilaf. Every two human beings are different. We will disagree. Magar, whilst we disagree and we would not agree with one another's viewpoints, on whatever the issues may be, but that does not give us any ijazat and permissibility ke ek dusre ke sath bad akhlaqi se pesh aaye. We can never, it is not permissible. When we have agreed that we are human beings and we are not malaika, we are not angels, we have also tacitly agreed that we are people of weaknesses and we have differences of opinion. Once we have agreed that, why is it if somebody disagrees with our opinion, immediately naraazgi aur gussa hota hai? Usse maloom hota hai ki dil ke andar mein zara kharabi hai. Islam ki zarurat hai. And so, wala tamshi fil ardi maraha, zameen ke andar mein akar karke na chale. تکبر کے ساتھ نہ چلے. These are some of the advices that Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam has given to his son. Allah mentioned these advices in the Quran Kareem. So beautiful, so good advices. Only you have to follow these advices. This alone will be a means of our najat, success and prosperity in akhirat. Allah amal ki tawfeeq.